And you are in tune to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra, hands-on radio. I'm Cheryl Kay, and this is the Jazz Disturbance. The time is now 7:30 on the dot, and with me, I have Cyril Ami.
Hi.
Hi. Bonsoir. Bonsoir, mademoiselle.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. I wanted to let people know that Miss Ami is of French Dominican heritage, so I thought I'd impress her with what little French I do know.
That's good.
Cyril Ami will be performing this Sunday evening, May 22nd, as part of a benefit concert at the Falcon in Marlborough, New York. So let me just start off by asking you, how does someone of such rich heritage fit into Brooklyn, where you live?
Well, Brooklyn is a very cultural place. There's a lot of different cultures there, so I fit right in, actually. I live in a Mexican Chinese neighborhood, and I love it. I can find all the kinds of food that I love, and I can speak Spanish to everyone in the streets. I love it.
Do you try to incorporate the music and styles of your heritage into your music?
Yeah, I don't try to. It just comes out because it's part of me. So obviously I do the music that speaks to me, and so everything that has influenced me and that I grew up with is within that realm. But I don't, you know, specifically try to incorporate it. I don't really need to try, I guess.
Yes, yes. Let's jump right forward to your latest release, Let's Get Lost. It's on Mac Avenue Jazz. Is this your first release with Mac Avenue Records?
No, it's my second one.
Your second. And you're backed by an untraditional quartet. You have two guitars, bass, and drums.
Yeah.
Now, in past releases, as I've asked people, you know, I said they can go to your website, surrealmusic.com. You fronted orchestras. You've sung with just one guitar. You have your own surreal band, which is spelled S-U-R-R-E-A-L. That's very good. So you like to change up the cast, so to speak.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because I'm always searching for something new, and also for myself, I guess. And I change as the seasons go by, so I guess whatever I'm feeling the most at that moment is what I do, and I'm always feeling something different.
Yeah. Would you talk about the musicians who are with you on Let's Get Lost? We've already heard a couple of selections, as I told you.
So the two guitarists, one is from France. They're both from France, but one lives in France. His name is Adrien Moignard, and he's the... Basically, he's the acoustic guitar player, and he's to me, the best gypsy jazz player of his generation in the world. He's a real virtuoso. And the other guitar player is also French, but he lives in Brooklyn. With me, he's the backbone of the band, and he's the one that's going to be performing with me at the Falcon.
Okay. Yeah. I see that on this release you've co-written four pieces. Is that something you like to do, or that you picked up as a singer, write your own music?
I guess I pick it up. I haven't done it a lot yet. The songs that I have me, like, they had to come out of me. I didn't really spend a lot of time sitting down and composing, because I'm on the road so much.
Yeah.
And when you're living out of a suitcase, it's difficult to find a rhythm and, you know, to get in the zone.
Yeah.
But it's something I want to do more and more.
Yeah. You continue to perform all over the world. Are you more at home in a small, intimate club or a larger venue, say, you know, like a festival? At the end of this month, you'll be at the Jacksonville Jazz Festival.
Oh, both. I mean, they both have some great things about them. I love the intimate venue. I love the closeness with the audience, and the energy that you receive is a lot more close and strong. But I love big stages too, because then it's a whole nother world. I get to walk around the stage, and I mean, both have different impacts.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to your first release. It was funded in part by your winnings from the Montreux Jazz Festival vocal competition.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, do you remember what songs you prepared for it?
Oh.
Come on. Search back that memory.
I know there was one song that had to be a Monk tune, and I think I picked I Mean You. And I sang a French song, I Wish You Love. And I think I sang Oye Como Va in the first round too.
So let's go back to talking about the different situations that you sung in at festivals, small venues, and as we come into this event at the Falcon. Is this your first time at the Falcon in Marlborough, New York?
No, I played there several times.
Several times.
Yeah.
So for each different venue, wherever it may be, do you know what you want to sing to each audience, whether it's 10 people or 50 people or 10,000 people, and particularly to this kind of event for ARC of Orange County?
I didn't quite understand the question.
Oh, the question is about the music that you pick. For your competition, you pick certain pieces for that particular situation.
Yeah.
But when you are at different venues, say a festival or a small venue, do you carefully pick, do you know what you want to sing to each audience, whether it's a very small audience or a big audience, like at a festival?
Yeah, it really depends on how long the set is or how who I'm playing with. But usually if I have the band from the album, we're going to pick tunes from the album. It changes according to many factors, not just the audience or the size of it.
And how long have you been singing professionally?
Like 10 years.
10 years. That's a lifetime.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break. Let's take a little bit of music from this.
Okay.
From this release, Let's Get Lost on Mac Avenue. What would you like to hear? I always let my guests pick, and then you've got to give us a little bit of a story behind the song.
Well, let's see. You just played 9 more minutes, right?
Yep. And C'est Moi, A Moi, I've already played.
Oh, let's play Each Day. That's a song that I wrote with Michael, and it's a duet I sing with one of my very best friends. His name is Matt Simons, and he's kind of a pop star in Europe, and he's starting to make his way here in the US. So this is a song that we wrote, Michael and I.
Great. Let's take a listen to Each Day from Cyril Ami's new release, Let's Get Lost.
You walked in, your arms wide open, just like a bird set free, embracing the world around you. Now you're all I see. I was here, you were there. How did it happen anyway? But now it's clear, it's in the air. Funny how each day brings someone new that lights up your way. And I don't think you knew when you met me that May. Each day brings someone who takes my breath away. And I don't think you knew I would ask you to stay. Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh.
There's nothing I regret. I was here.
You were there.
How did it happen anyway? Now it's clear
that we're a pair.
Somehow, each day brings someone new that lights up your way. And I don't think you knew when you met me that way. Each day brings someone new that takes my breath away. And I don't think you knew I would ask you to stay. Each day brings someone new that lights up your way. And I don't think you knew when you met me that way. Each day brings someone who takes my breath away. And I don't think you knew I would ask you to stay.
And this is 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA, Creative Community Radio for Greene and Columbia Counties. It is 18 minutes before 8 o'clock. I'm here with Surreal Ami, vocalist who will be performing at The Falcon in Marlborough, New York this Sunday evening, May 22nd. And there's an opening act, too. Who are they? They are guitarist Chris Fortune and pianist Tom Wetmore. So they begin at 6:30, and then you will start at 7:30. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
Yeah, I know my part. I didn't know.
Well, let's talk about this event. This is a benefit. This is a fundraiser. It's an art show and jazz performances, all for the Arc of Orange County. How did you get involved with this event?
Well, I guess I played at the Falcon several times, and that's how it came about. Tony had me over at the Falcon several times, and last year I did this event, so I guess we just decided to do it this year again.
And Tony Falco is the owner of the Falcon.
Yep.
And who will you have on the bandstand with you?
The guitar player from the CD, Michael Vallianu. It'll just be a duet.
Just be a duet. Okay, good.
Yeah, guitar right. And voice.
And what can we expect for those people who I've been to the Falcon? I really enjoy it. I think it is acoustically exceptional. The wait staff is really nice. I find the food really good, and the talent that he brings in. That's my take on it. What's yours as a performer?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a beautiful place. It's huge, and the little waterfall next to it is really nice. But yeah, we're gonna play some songs from every kind of repertoire: some French songs, some jazz standards, some Brazilian songs, some Spanish songs, some original songs that we wrote. A bit of everything, really.
Right, and we should give it out again. If you're looking for information for this event, liveatthefalcon.com. That's all one word, liveatthefalcon.com. You can also see Surreal Ami's schedule at her website, surrealmusic.com. Now, as I mentioned earlier, at the end of this month, you will be in Jacksonville, Florida for a jazz festival.
Yep.
And looking at the rest of your schedule, you're going to be very busy this year.
Yes, very, very busy.
As a vocalist, you have the, you know, the, I guess, the pleasure and the pain of being your instrument. So with all that traveling, though it's not cold out, it's not like, you know, flu season or anything, but how do you ward off fatigue? How do you keep yourself, how do you keep your instrument in shape?
Well, I guess the traveling and everything is really tiring and exhausting. But as soon as you step on the stage, all this energy comes right back to you. And for some reason, somehow my body just knows to hold on until the end of the tour. And as soon as the last gig is over, I collapse. So I guess it's a good thing.
And who are some of your influences, not just vocalists, but instrumentalists, or just, well, just role models as far as being a performer?
Many. Michael Jackson, I guess, is the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you take from him?
I wish I took something from him, but he inspired me ever since I was a little girl, especially his dancing, I guess. Mm-hmm. His dancing is the most fascinating part to me. But Bobby McFerrin is another.
Ah, yes.
I love how natural he is. Of course, Ella Fitzgerald, she's a huge influence on me. So many influences. My mother's side, my mother is a huge influence on me too. Just, she always played music in the house to dance to because she loves to dance. And so she listened to all kinds of music, and she would put country music and salsa and bachata, merengue, but also flamenco and French chanson and, all sorts of music.
All right, let's do this. Let me ask you about your bandmates and just traveling with them. And again, because you travel, you are with so many different configurations. Is that how it's going to be throughout the rest of the year? It won't always be with a guitarist. Any big band dates coming up?
No, actually, the rest of the year is with my band from the record, Let's Get Lost.
Ah, okay.
They're promoting the band all across Europe and across the West Coast, and we're going to Colorado as well, and so it's going to be with all five of us.
Okay. All right. Let's do this. Let's take something else from this release. Your pick.
Oh, how about the first tune, Live Alone and Like It? This is a Stephen Sondheim song that I actually had to sing this one for a Stephen Sondheim show at the New York City Center. It was a tribute to Sondheim music played by the Wynton Marsalis Orchestra. And I had the honor to share the stage with Bernadette Peters.
The actress, really?
Yeah. Yeah, there was two female singers and two male singers. And the female singers were myself and Bernadette. And so this is one of the songs that I sang there. And I loved it. I fell in love with the lyrics. So I decided to come up with an arrangement for my own record.
Okay. Live Alone and Like It here on WGXC.
Live alone and like it, free as the birds in the trees, high above the briars. Live alone and like it, doing whatever you please. When your heart desires, free to hang around or fly at any old time. No equivocation, most of all no guarantees. That can be your motto, free of obligation, only the murmuring breeze. As an obligato, live alone and like it. Why is that such a crime? free to call the tune, free to say if I'm gonna work or play. You can have the moon, but you don't have to have it night and day. Anyway, what I like is gliding where the wind takes me to, flying high and hiding up in a tree. Live alone and like it. That's the answer for me. You don't have to have it night and day. Anyway, on your own with only you to concern yourself doesn't mean you're lonely. Just that you're free, you live alone and like it. That's the answer for me.
Beautiful. C'est bon.
Merci.
Well, Surreal Ami, I want to thank you for joining us here on WGXC. As I always do, I leave the last words to my guests. I beseech you, we beseech you, tell us what you want us to know, some upcoming performances that you would like us to attend. How about that?
Well, I'm playing July 5th at Joe's Pub in New York City. And so that's going to be fun. It's going to be the whole band. And I hope you can come. I'm not very great at the self-promoting thing. It's not very European to do this.
We will help you. Now let's get back. Don't forget this Sunday. What's happening this Sunday?
This Sunday is the show at the Falcon with Michael on the guitar. Michael Varianu, the duet. And my mom will be there.
Your mom, sweet. So, folks, this is at the Falcon. This is in Marlboro, New York. Liveatthefalcon.com for more information on this benefit concert. It's a fundraiser. It's an art show, all to benefit Arc of Orange County. Liveatthefalcon.com. All right. Some other things. Let's talk about this release. If people liked what they heard tonight, where can they go to find it?
They can go on my website if they want an autographed copy.
Ooh.
So surrealmusic.com, C-Y-R-I-L-L-E, music.com. Or they can find it on iTunes or Spotify. It's called Let's Get Lost.
And will you have copies at the performance this Sunday?
Yes, indeed.
Ooh, folks, you heard it here.
Yeah. All right, and I'll have copies of my previous albums as well.
Okay. And anything else you'd like us to know? What'd you have for dinner tonight?
I didn't eat yet.
What? Well, we can't keep you here forever, you poor thing. You've got to keep up your strength. You got to play this weekend. Oh.
Well, I came directly from a session. I had a session with a friend, and so I came directly from there. So I didn't eat yet.
Oh, well, we appreciate it. We really, really do. All right. Surreal. Good luck. Again, we thank you for joining us here at WGXC.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now you have to pick the tune that gets you out of here. You don't eat until you sing.
Oh, okay. Sorry. How about Three Little Words?
Three Little Words. And?
Oh, and another?
No. A story behind that.
Oh, Three Little Words is one of the first songs I ever learned. I learned it on a Django recording. And this was a first take in the studio. Adrian has a blazing solo on there, and it's just a lot of fun.
Three Little Words here on WGXC. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
three little words. Oh, what I'd give for that wonderful phrase. To have those three little words. That's what I'd live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters that simply mean I love you. Three little words. Oh, what I'd give for that wonderful phrase. To have those three little words. That's what I'd live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters that simply mean I love you. Three little words, eight little letters that simply mean